Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Blissful Ignorance.
4.5.
4.5? 5? 5. 6. No, I think it's 5.
5.
We've been doing this for so long that we lose track.
Welcome to the 1 year anniversary.
Oh my god, guys, we did it!
We didn't do anything.
Oh.
Our, like, you know, 5th week anniversary.
Yay!
5 is a good number.
We've been consistent.
5 is a number that you should be proud of.
At least 5.
$5
footlongs? I mean, that's respectable.
Didn't they prove that's a lie? Like, they're only 8 inches or something?
I don't think it's 8. I think it's like 10 or 11. It's something really stupid.
Yeah.
Some douchebag was like, ugh, it's too short. You're like, shut the hell up.
I mean,
Who the hell takes the time to figure that out? I'm going to measure my stuff before I eat it.
I mean, he's used to taking those dicks, you know.
He knows exactly how long something going into his mouth is.
He knows when he bites and that mayo sprays in there, it's not 12 inches.
Oh, get blasted.
In the mouth.
Egg. Moving right along.
Well, I'm going to jump past this topic and say, guys, you know how I'm usually crocheting during these?
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I hate you. You know, with the blanket, I fucking hate you. Anyway.
You're talking about episode 1 because I don't remember anything past an hour ago.
No, fuck you guys. I'm going to have you watch a video about women and knitting because I think it's going to give you an overall idea of what we women go through to get approval from you men.
Are
you
biology ready? Is fun.
Let's see. So I found this on Reddit, and it's about a woman who is a craftivist.
If Anna found it on Reddit, it's sure to be dirty.
And I really think it's going to open up your eyes to what we go through.
It's called vaginal knitting.
The feed.
A bit of a body. There's nothing that is shocking or scary, or nothing's going to run out.
I do not like her haircut. I'm not a fan of that.
It's like black sides.
It just looks very choppy, I think.
Mm-hmm. She's a craftivist. Hanger. She's a, you know.
Is she going to shove one of those metal hangers up in that? Or?
Oh, Andy.
She's going to teach you how to do an abortion at home.
Oh, wow.
She's not wearing pants. We saw some side ass cheek. And there's lots of close-up on this yarn.
Looks like she's tying a noose.
Is it wool or yarn?
She specifically has yarn that she put in a ball into her vagina and is knitting from it for 28 days.
She is...
And it's wool. It's going to be so itchy.
Oh.
It's keeping her dry. It's, you know, pulling all the junk out.
Ugh. I think it's adding junk.
What junk? What junk comes out of there?
Women have discharge.
Ugh. We talked about color discharge, didn't we?
Yeah, you have. See, look at that.
There is blood all over that.
Oh, man.
She must have used one of the hangers. I don't. Where's that blood coming from?
She said she's going to continue doing this during her period, so she's true to her craft and her emotion.
Oh.
So you see all the whole cycle.
Ah. But what is she knitting? Like, what's the end result here?
I don't know. She never said. Just that she's doing it.
This looks like a scarf. I don't...
It's a very long scarf.
Maybe.
Look at it.
It's black.
Yeah, it's like that blood to brown black. Like...
You know menstrual blood is not just red, right?
It's dark.
Don't talk to me about menstrual blood, please.
It's a little chunkier.
Clot.
Sometimes the clots are big, sometimes they're little.
Andy, is this a fact?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just a close-up on her eye.
Oh.
Close-up on some more yarn here.
Bad yarn.
That pride. Can you be both fat and healthy? Placenta eating.
Oh. Those are some good,
suggestions.
Some good suggestions of the internet there. Good job, interwebs.
What I don't like about this is how she's knitting. She's, like taking so long to do each cast.
What is this up here? Are those vaginas?
Yeah, it's supposed to represent the different vaginas of women that, you know, everyone's different. Haven't you seen those vagina campaigns and posters?
No.
Oh.
How haven't you seen
them? I'm a little disappointed that we didn't actually see the yarn in the vagina.
Like, the process.
Like, I wanted to see her physically put it in. and then pull from. I think it's BS until I see that.
Hopefully a viewer just sends you a photo.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there was a whole thing going on where a woman was women are handing out these pamphlets celebrate diversity.
All this looks like to me is just firecrackers wrapped up in roast beef.
Oh, God.
That is all I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, this is like a huge thing that they just started doing, like going around and handing out these pamphlets.
You know, if people did this with dicks, they'd get
in trouble. Of course it's on Tumblr. Of course it's on Tumblr.
Tumblr. Yeah. Celebrate diversity.
Yeah, no, there was a huge...
Like, I mean, vaginas are cool or whatever, but...
Why don't they show buttholes of both, all races and both genders?
I think they've done it. I think they've done it.
See, that'd be, like, the equal most interesting thing
and
to
then
do.
You could give it all the taste test to make sure everything tastes like... Why are you specifically wrapping your scarf around your tits? What are you doing?
I was just playing with my scarf, ignore me.
You're just playing with yourself?
My scarf.
Ew.
It's pretty typical of the pervert.
Yeah. So what's next on our list now that I want to throw up?
Wait, you didn't find that informative?
I found that vomit-inducing.
Wait, you don't find her brave for doing that?
No. I just find it, you know, if you want to be weird, whatever, great. But there's nothing to be proud of there.
What about all the money she's making from doing it?
Congratulations. I mean, that's good for her, I guess. That is good for her. I mean, congratulations on that. But I don't think you deserve any kind of praise for... being weird. I mean, I guess we're weird.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know. Fuck it. Love everybody.
We don't need your vaginal praise.
I do.
Doctor vaginal knitting.
No, that stands for pretty hard dick.
I got a PhD right now. I'm looking at Andy across the room. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
You got a pretty mouth, boy.
It's all right.
You should make it squeal a little bit.
I need some chapstick.
Come on, Andy.
Some chapdick.
They should make chapstick for the gooch. Unless it's summer, of course. Then it just turns to pure swamp. Next video. What are we watching now? Do you want to watch mine or do we want to watch Andy's?
I don't have a video.
You picked out the detective video.
I don't know where it is.
Oh,
I don't know where it is either. Go to Newgrounds. We're going to do mine.
Look at all the Sonics. What is that about?
Sonic used to be great. Sonic's not fun.
Sonic is the best.
Sonic is the best ever. What are they? They ruined Sonic with everything they do now. It's just awful.
Shadow the Hedgehog was an amazing game. You know, they gave him guns.
Happy Tree Friends used to start it off on this, right?
It really appealed to an art.
I think so.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Badger.
Remember Sonic Uncut?
Sonic Uncut was hilarious.
Oh, man, that guy was amazing.
What kind of pie?
Apple, my friend. Shout out to Sonic Uncut if you're on Newgrounds. Look that up.
Sonic Uncut is funny.
Please make more. I don't...
What's uncut about him? His dick?
No, it's just...
It's, you know... Adult Sonic.
Hey, look, a picture of a handgun. That's probably a good video.
What did you look up?
I don't know.
What is this? Why?
I don't know. It's weird. Look at it. He's...
Oh, he's zapping himself.
Put his finger in the plug.
You should never put your finger in an electric plug. Oh, no, not your penis. Don't do that.
That was a pretty... You know,
wow, that was the...
Oh, remember Knox? The Claymations, too?
Yeah, the Claymations were great. My Coca-Cola, my bologna, and my Coca-Cola.
Ooh. These are weird. No, you got me on Newgrounds. Now I'm going to go press random stupid shit on Newgrounds. And I'm sorry to Newgrounds. You're not
yourself. Don't say words like stupid shit. That's offensive.
Shut the fuck up, you stupid shit.
Hey, come on.
How to cook a tongue?
Let's be friends now, guys.
Don't
come
disparage
on.
The shit.
that looks like a dickhead. I don't.
And you know what? You guys should follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook because we're awesome. So I'm going to do a little plug right now for Blissful Ignorance. So you can find us everywhere and anywhere. Right now, our email is the.
blissfullyignorant@gmail.com.
Yes. And If you find us, that's awesome. You should email us. You should call us.
Don't call us. What the fuck is wrong with you? Don't send us dick pics. I mean, you can send Brent or Woods a picture of vaginal yarn.
We got our video.
All right, we have a video.
Apparently, we have another video.
Oh. Watch it out here.
We're going to watch it on Woods' computer.
I don't want to watch it. Ooh, look at kitty.
Just look at the kitty. Think happy thoughts.
I am. Okay.
Well, it's Peach, Princess Peach from Mario, pushing her titties together.
No, Princess Peach.
And there's Bowser's...
Wing Wang?
Shelled Wing Wang.
Take a nice look at this Wing Wang.
That is a giant Wing Wang.
I like that the kid's a spiky shell.
How is she taking it?
Ready?
Oh God! That it looks like a dog, dick thing going on, and he's titty fucking her to Kingdom Come.
I like how.
Oh my God!
Wow. That's a lot.
That was a lot of.
Did anybody jaculate. Catch that one up noise at the end when he ejaculated?
It's pretty jaculate.
Did he just jaculate all over her face?
Is there different positions or is
no?
That...
You just hit again, and you do it again, and you can get another one up.
Wow!
Is it a game?
You just hit go. I mean, you click go. But you can see now you got two lives.
Wow.
I don't know what happens when you hit 99, because I haven't done it that many times, because by the time he's halfway through, I'm done.
Oh, man, he just ejaculated
again. So this
is
just if you have a Mario...
I guess if you have a Mario fetish and you're okay with Bowser's...
It's not even a Mario fetish. It's if you, like, spiky Bowser dick.
If you got a chubby for a Koopa Troopa dick.
There are
the
people
King
that
Koopa
do.
Dick. That is out there. I'm not going to tell you how to find it. Just Bowser Titty Fucking Peach. Check it out.
Just Google Don't. It. I'm sure it's easy to find.
Find vaginal knitting. You'll be much more entertained
vaginal.
With that.
Not vaginal, vaginal.
Yeah, vaginal.
I want to play the Pikachu detective trailer now.
Make it big, Andy. And I'm not talking about the video.
Look at
okay,
this.
The quality is actually really good for this.
Look at that. You can't tell it's Pikachu in the shadows. Given a... Oh. What's he doing now? He's drinking coffee.
Ooh.
Look at that rain.
Apparently, there's a briefcase getting passed. Lots of leather-bound books.
Rich mahogany smells.
Ooh! Ooh, no!
Why was he just terrified?
Oh,
he just
that was making- a... That was a girl, not Ash. That was a girl he was
yeah,
making out with.
Yeah, he was just making out with an Asian girl.
Oh.
I'm okay with that.
She had a cute, you know,
Why is he talking?
Since when does he talk?
He's talking full Japanese.
Wow.
I'm afraid.
I
think he just looked up that girl's skirt.
Yeah, there's some upskirts there.
I thought he always went pika pika.
I think he's going, oh, fuck you.
What?
It's so weird seeing him speak.
He is lip syncing.
Ugh. It just looks like a weird Disney film.
Yeah.
Look at the boy.
That Pikachu just said Pikachu.
Yeah, Pika.
And say this is inequality. This
There's a petition
Anna's
to make Pikachu's
shit.
Voice Danny DeVito.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, it's just started today. It's already got 5,000
signatures. Where the fuck do I sign this?
Just Google it. It'll
why,
come up anywhere.
Why?
Do I just throw money at it?
Yeah, you can donate money,
well,
probably.
If they get Danny DeVito, is he going to do, like, troll foot as Pikachu?
Hey, Dad!
Is he going to say Ash is a whore?
Whore.
Your mother's a whore.
You know, out of any... If I ever met him, that's what I would need to do. I would have to have a picture with him and have a recording of him going, your mother's a whore.
What did he just call you a whore?
Anna,
you're a good whore.
I would be okay with that. It's fine. It's Danny DeVito. I would be honored. Granted, it's weird. I would actually be taller than him.
Yeah, he's really, really short.
You think he is?
I thought he was 5 foot. Let's see.
Look that up.
Check out his dick size, too.
I'm sure
Danny DeVito's packing a fucking troll foot in there.
Oh, my God.
The old
he's
troll
5 foot. So I'd be taller than him by 3 inches.
3 inches, huh?
Yeah.
That's about all I got going for me.
I thought you were a light switch.
Oh, he's 71 years old. That's surprising.
What?
Did you hear about that guy on, another guy on Reddit? He's trying to get on the Ellen show, and he's been playing piano for 12 hours straight for the past couple of nights.
That was an interesting Twitch live stream. There.
Yeah, he's on Twitch. Hold on, let me see.
I don't think... Is
Danny
he still
DeVito
going?
71,
yeah.
though. Why are we not talking about that?
Why isn't he younger?
What do you mean?
Did he, like, at 71, he looks, like,
it's still fantastic. Going?
Yeah.
Wow. Someone just donated $5?
Yeah, he's been doing it every night for the past 3 nights.
Damn.
So what's his end game here?
I don't know, but people have been donating him money, and I don't really know where it's going or when it's coming, but I don't know.
Ooh, he's got a keyboard, too.
But they were donating crazy money to him. Like, people are just throwing it
at the computer screen and say, why isn't this working?
Yeah, he got
$10.
Jesus Christ, man.
He got $200 three, like, one of the times I counted, he got close to like $15,000 about for in matter of like, I want to say half an hour, 45 minutes.
Damn, good for him.
Dude. Hey, if you got it, go for it.
Yeah, his name is Piano Impro Man.
Look it up.
Yeah, he looks like such a sweet old man, too.
The funny thing is, by the time people hear this one, he's probably not going to be doing this anymore.
He might be already on the Ellen show, for all we know. You know, she picks up on all that stuff.
I hope so.
You're a funny guy, Andy.
Thank you. I do what I can.
We should call you Bright Boy. You're a bright boy, Andy.
Don't give him an inch. Don't even.
Yeah. Don't give me an inch of your cock.
Andy's a homewrecker. He's going to do nothing but destroy relationships and friendships.
That's what he does. That's always been his plan, is to find
people. I mean,
that's
people.
Andy's M.O.
Everything is his
to
fault.
Fuck us all over.
Look
He's
at him.
He's going to take all these podcasts at the end, collect all the money, and just leave.
All the
He's
going
to take those 5 cents.
All of your donations will be going to me, just so you know.
What are you going to be buying, Andy?
I mean, if you want to donate Rolexes or, you know,
chicken wings,
diamond cock plates. And
what is a cock plate?
No. It's, some like a, tuggies. It's like a dish, but you put your dick on it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it has a little indent so your dick just rests.
Oh, what's the movie that Tarantino did with George Clooney and the guy had the cock pistol?
Oh,
Dust Till Dawn.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
Oh my God. Just rewatching it, you go, why?
What's the one guy's name?
Pistola?
No, his name wasn't Pistola. It was something Sex Machine. That's what it was. Sex Machine.
Why did he turn into like a weird rat thing? Like, why wasn't he a vampire? Why did he turn into like a rat monster?
It's Harry Potter. Dummy.
What?
What?
Because yeah, he's a fat guy. Harry turned Potter. Into a rat in Harry Potter.
Oh. We need to catch up on our Harry Potter.
I forgot
Potter.
About that.
I don't give a shit about Harry Potter.
Dude, you love Daniel Radcliffe.
Have you seen the Daniel Boringcliffe and the Daniel Radcliffe photos?
No. Pull them up.
Pull them up. Pull it out.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Andy, you beat me to the punch.
You know, we're really good at this full circle thing.
Really have a lot of Sunny references.
That's probably what keeps us going.
How did you guys like the episode with them on the mountain?
I loved the mountain.
The gang hits the slopes.
The ending with Dennis, like, pulling himself across the finish line was absolutely perfect.
I don't know, I just love it when Frank admits the whole plot. Oh, yeah, no,
I was fracking the mountain.
They hired all these whores.
Oh, that explains.
To distract you. And they're like, Dennis is like, bring me to the doctor. And Charlie's like, I think I'm going to go to the doctor now. I had a lot of sex with
whores. Yeah, we better.
The way he was smiling during that scene, I mean, I was shocked.
I've never seen so much of Charlie before in my life.
Yeah.
Charlie getting laid is weird to me. But at the same time,
I wonder if they're going to incorporate that in the waitress find out. Do you think?
I don't give a shit about
the
waitress.
Care.
You know they're married in real life.
Yes.
Wow, did you know Mac and Dee are married?
What?
No!
Get the fuck out.
You know they have 2 kids together?
What?
Yeah.
When is this a thing? When has this happened?
I miss Country Mac, honestly.
They should never have killed him off. Mac was amazing.
Hey, he got flushed down the toilet when it was Frank Day. I wish they would do an episode about Frank Day.
Oh my God, Frank Day, we see Frank Day every day. It would be like him hiding in the couch all over again and doing shit like that. Oh my God.
They need to make an action figure, like some kind of weird piggy bank of that.
Oh my God.
They just need to make Frank everything. Frank Reynolds. I don't even need to be Frank. It could be Danny DeVito.
Some Frankfurter Franks.
But it just needs to be, like, straight up Danny DeVito. Like, the Penguin thing is cool, but I want, like, Danny DeVito action figure.
With karate chop action.
Kung fu grip.
With troll foot action.
Press a button and he goes, whores!
Apparently,
whores! Your mother's a whore, Dennis.
Whore!
Oh, their wedding photo is so cute.
Does she have any actual relation to...
the Olsen twins?
Yes. It was spelled differently.
I don't think so.
No, okay.
Dude.
Good for her.
Important news. Literally, like, the most important thing we could say. They're bringing back Full House.
It's called Fuller House.
The Fuller House.
Doesn't that start, like, it's next week?
All of the original actors, but not the Olsen twins. They will not be there.
That is
I heard the one just got married.
There are very few child actors that ended up okay. Like, can you think of any?
Yeah. Levitt. Jordan.
Gordon.
Gordon Levitt.
Oh, Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Do you remember?
Well, he's pretty legit.
Ducky from The Land Before Time.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't. That story is terrible.
Bringing it up. Ducky from the Yup, Yup, Yup girl.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, she made a lot of money or whatever, and her dad was like a psychopath and felt emasculated that his daughter was making more money than him. So he killed his wife and Ducky and then shot himself.
Yep.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my god.
It was like right after. So after
how many did she do?
She only did the first one, the original one, and then went to hell.
Yep.
Went to hell?
I don't think she went to hell.
She went to hell. I mean, she only went... She did the first movie, hell. And then life went to hell.
I'd like to believe that this is hell. That would be doing nice, yeah. Now.
The podcast is hell for Brent.
For the people listening, it's hell for them. But
it's existing as hell for me. God damn it.
He's got that toe thing.
Still?
What are you talking about?
Your toe pains.
Oh, that's gone.
Oh.
He's got diarrhea all the time.
It's like a whore. Whore, Dennis. Whore. Your mother's
discharges
a whore.
Out of his anus.
Oh.
The original yellow Power Ranger died in 2001 in a car crash.
Trini.
What do you call it? The red one just got arrested for
he
murder.
He did not. Yeah. It's a different... The one that stabbed his friend with the sword is not from the original, so we don't care. If it's Jason or Rocky... We care. Yeah, and I don't even think it was, like, it was one of the later ones, so it's like...
The green one's a UFC fighter.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
They arrested him. I don't understand. They arrested him, then they let him off, and now they picked him up again for it. Like, I thought it was a clear case of self-defense, because the guy broke down the door.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it recently.
The dark truth behind it, his roommate was actually a putty.
He had to hit him right in the center with something.
I'm just imagining a putty with like a blonde wig on, and that's it. And this whole time, he had this guy tricked.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Oh, little putties. Those costumes were so bad.
With the weird, like, rock
you
sword.
See everyone's bold.
You could.
Isn't that the good thing about
Isn't
those
that
costumes?
The point of life to see these bulges?
Oh, I just read this today, and it's a weird full circle that we're doing. Did you know they wanted David Bowie to be Elrond in
Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, but Peter Jackson was like, no.
Wait,
fuck you, Peter Jackson.
Wait. Who's Elrond?
Elrond is the head of the council.
Which council?
The Elven Council. It's by the guy.
The guy from the Matrix.
Yeah,
right?
The Matrix guy. Okay, here I'll pull it up.
Guys, as you can clearly see, I did not pay attention in any of Lord of the Rings
movies.
Him. I did.
No,
I saw two of them in the movie theaters.
No,
this guy.
And I was just like
Hugo Weaving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he has kind of a Bowie face.
He could. I think Bowie would have been good, but they said this guy killed it, and I agree he did. But
Hugo's a good actor.
Yeah,
he was a phenomenal Red Skull, I will say. I just think it's kind of shitty that he's like, yeah, I don't want to come back to be Red Skull.
I'm sorry, I hated the first Captain America.
Yeah, I think it was too cartoony for me.
I hated it.
But it wasn't cartoony. It was a period piece. Just wait, when he dies in Civil War, if he dies in Civil War, you're gonna bawl like a bitch.
Oh, I know I'm going to. They already set up in the trailer. I'm like, no. I was your friend, too.
I'm hearing rumors now that War Machine might be, like, fucking paralyzed or some shit.
Really?
By that whole thing. Like, I'm guessing that Winter Soldier must fucking just go at him for his arc reactor to be ripped out like that. If anybody remembers from our other podcast that we talked about this. Yeah. So, I'm expecting some, like, not like brutal, but maybe brutal for the MCU.
A brutal beaten.
Biting.
Jesus.
I mean, it's hard enough just to even see Captain America and Iron Man fight. And then to have to take it to any kind of next level, I don't know if my heart's going to be able to take it.
Well, we already know Vision's going to have to die.
Yeah, but he might not necessarily die.
No one has any emotional attachment to him anyways.
Not yet, but I'm just saying, like...
If they made him...
They're
like, going
to bring everybody back.
If they came out and he was more Jarvis, like... Yeah. If he didn't say that whole, I am not Jarvis, but if he was like, yeah, I'm Jarvis, bro, I think everybody would have some real attachment to him.
Yeah, if he was funny and interesting...
He's Jarvis. Who gives a fuck?
I like when he added the cape. He's like, oh, I like that. It's mine now.
He did lift the hammer.
Which was really funny.
Does anybody want to hear the Thor 3 rumor I read the other day?
Yeah. Besides that, it's going to be really funny, supposedly.
Yeah.
I hate Thor 2.
Thor 2 is...
I like Thor 2.
I got yelled at in the movie theater for Thor 2. With my niece. She's very similar to me, where she doesn't shut the fuck up. And we're watching it, and it's during one of the weird battle scenes that really has no plot point except watching Thor in his outfit run around the screen. And these two women turn around and look at us, and they're like, Do you mind? And I look at him like, what are you missing? He's throwing a hammer around and swinging people.
Because they paid money to go see the movie.
I know, it was a huge theater. We went at a matinee. They could have gotten up and moved. We were sitting all the way in the back.
Hey. Shut up in those movie theaters. Every time I go to the movies with Anna, I look over at her and tell her to shut the fuck up. True fact. If you talk during Captain America, I'm going to fucking just wrap you up in something and drag you out back.
He's going to mummify you.
Mummify you.
I don't give a shit.
Just your face. I'll leave your eyes open so you can see it. But I'm going to stuff my old dirty gym socks in your mouth.
Oh, no.
He's kept them for this long.
And I've soaked them in rotten eggs because you're a whore.
Whore.
Damn it.
So that rumor that I've heard is that there will be a female villain that will probably team up with Loki. The rumor is right now that it is Hela. I'm not explaining who she is. You guys can look that up on your own time.
She's hella cool.
Word.
Fuck hella you. Good chip dip.
Oh man, and that they are going again? To somehow... Don't kiss while I'm talking.
That's gay.
Andy, save your kisses for me.
The least gay.
It makes them the least gay when you kiss me. Because Anna's bigger than me. Anyways. So there's the rumor that Mjolnir, they're actually going to destroy it. Loki and this Hela. And cast Thor out, and he'll end up on the Sakaar, I think it is, the planet where Planet Hulk takes place.
Oh, wow.
Hulk will already be there, and that's when he's going to recognize Thor, and because he's been Hulked out so long that him and Bruce are starting to actually like merge a little more. So that's the rumor right now. That's just floating around. It could be true, it could be false, it's just... Literally something I've heard.
I heard he's not going to be in it again. Idris Elba?
I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah. I heard he's not going to be in it again.
Why?
I that's what I heard. I thought that he was up and he didn't want to do them anymore as the sight guard.
Why would you give that up? It's such like a minimal but fun part.
He did it well.
Yeah. I enjoyed him. I guess I'm more disappointed that he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
That sucks. But Marvel also you hear all the time, like, Marvel doesn't contact these people till last minute. Like, Tom Hiddleston, as far as I've read, has not heard from Marvel yet about Thor 3. But you know he's going
to
be in it.
Yeah, because I know Guardians is coming out 5/5/17. Isn't that coming out the same year?
Yes. This year we're going to have Captain America and Doctor Strange from Marvel Studios. Next year it'll go Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man reboot, and then Thor 3.
I was impressed with the Doctor Strange costume, honestly.
Yeah, it actually looks really good.
Yeah.
No, he looks great. Yeah, I personally have never seen Cumberbatch act in anything, so I have no idea who it is, and I think that's probably good for me to go in and just have a clean slate.
Have you seen The Hobbits? Any of them?
None of them.
Okay.
We just talked about how I didn't like care about
Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit are two different things.
You'd
especially
like The Hobbit
with the
more
reboots.
Than Lord of the Rings because it's more like action-paced and accessible.
Yeah. And there's a fat goblin in one of them.
He gets his throat slit.
And there's random mountain giants fighting and they don't even explain it. There's just mountain giants fighting. And
there's a dragon that talks. That's pretty legit.
Smaug is the shit.
Smaug, yeah, I loved him. But if you want to, I personally am one of those Sherlock geeks, like, I love all of them. I've read them and everything. And
nerd alert.
And really, the BBC version of Sherlock is excellent for what it is. I think if you want to see Cumberbatch do a good role, that's the one you go to.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to wait for Doctor Strange because I'm like that. Like I said, clean slate. Going in good.
What about dry?
I'll be nice and dry. I'll be dehydrated.
I'll swallow some sand and salt water.
Won't be able to make love to Andy. That's what we do in the theater. We just make love. We don't fuck. We don't have sex. We don't do intercourse. We make love.
Oh my god, I'm so disgusted right now.
So sensual. We stick together like Velcro too.
So when you rip them apart, they make that satisfying.
Oh, God. There's so much fluid and juice between Andy and I that pulling us apart is
like grilled cheese.
It's like pulling apart a freshly made grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, I saw a beautiful gif of a grilled cheese getting made, but I guess it's a melt instead because they put, like, shredded barbecue chicken in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And then they pushed it together, and when they pulled, oh, God, it looks so good.
And it's getting dry right now. I'm thinking about this melt.
Apparently dry is the new wet.
Tuna melt.
Get with it, girls.
And it's turning into a tuna melt over there. All the wonders of the sea will be served up hot to me. Baked or broiled or lightly breaded, just the thought makes me lightheaded. I love you, Brack.
Thank you for joining us on episode 5 of Blissful Ignorance.
Tune
in next week. Maybe Brent will learn to read.
I might.
He might. I don't know. We'll get some Dr. Seuss books in.
Read.
I don't know how to pronounce read.
Bye, guys.